was there some elite
no,
that
you're talking about Patrick King's version of the Reluctant Warrior or the Reluctant Warlord. The Reluctant Warlord. It's the basic details of what happened to Southeast Asia.
What is it? What is the Reluctant Warlord about? What century?
Okay. Bob, do you know what? You don't know anything, so we don't know how to talk to you. Do you know knitting? Do you know how to knit? You know knitting?
Oh, yes.
No, you don't know. Well,
I know,
no, you really don't. Okay, how about crocheting? Crocheting?
Come on, I know about it. I want to get back to our topic.
No. This is the topic. This is the topic.
Yeah, right?
What's happening is you're starting to crochet this into a pattern. What you've done now, you've got yourself into a position where you've now knitted yourself into a corner. And we're trying to make it worthwhile so that you can at least have something to cover up with when you get cold. Okay?
Yeah.
This is very important. So the point now, because you said some words, too many words, but we're trying to catch this up to say that these lines, this thread that you're knitting or pulling together is like a timeline. There's no time, but you're knitting and you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then when you knit it, that's the representation of what you're calling time. When you get over something, you go, okay, well, we got through that, and you go right back into it. And then that goes, gosh, that was terrible. And you go to the end, you turn around, you go back, and you go back and forth, back and forth. Every time we turn around, Trump's going to jail. Every time we turn around, Trump's taking over the world. Every time we turn around, Hunter Biden's going to have the other Biden, old Biden, impeached. Every time we turn around, old Biden's doing good. He's running for four more years. And then you go, oh, my God, here we go. It's back and forth, and back and forth. The length of this chain that you're crocheting and or maybe knit one, purl two. Okay? So that's what you're seeing lay out here. Now, people that are not lazy bitches understand not that the idle hands are the devil's ding-a-ling. They're busy working with their hands, needlepoint, or working with something to create something in their spare liturgical respite, as it were. Okay, so that's fine. So now what happens, this brings it back to the point that you were trying to make earlier of how to attach this to this position. Is that the way to say it?
Do you mean Whitney Webb or Beater? I don't know what you're referring to.
All of them.
Okay. Well, that's great.
And that's not body odor. That smells like rubbish rotting kind of thing. And that's what
my
smelling.
Nose smelling the world, smelling the Rai thing, returning to essence kind of?
Returning to essence. You mean draining in the landfill? Is that returning to essence?
Yes. Yeah. The Hoover Dam and the Lake Mead, Lake Rai, we'll call it. Lake Rai.
Well, you need to calm down, because once that water drops, when there's no water flowing through there, those angels are going to come out of there, and you think it's another conversation. Now, y'all fuck around if you want to, but now we're telling y'all plain. Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it day after tomorrow? Don't you worry about it. It's here. It's on like Donkey Kong. Look at these rivers that are drying up. And when they dry up, those angels that have been bound in that realm are going to be released, because that water is not going to steal them. Just telling you, it's an AL2SO4 party then, home skillet. And y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want to do. We don't care. We're not apologizing. We just calm down. We're not apologizing. We're not making any excuses. It'll be any day. Maybe a minute, maybe several minutes, but it's any day. You watch what's going on, because all the shit that's going on right now, y'all said 6 months ago they wasn't a lying devil's chain to devil's tail that it would ever occur. Now it is. So you're having a different conversation now. So all we're telling you is those that are prepared and ready and know, then you're prepared, you're ready and know. And if you have any questions, just put it in the suggestion box, and Bert will get to it real soon. Bert will get right on it. Bert will get right on that. He's real good with the suggestion
box.
Okay,
Ion. So my latest insight is that the Al2SO4 formula goes on for another 50 letters. That is Bob.
Yeah.
That's my effect in the world.
Correct? Well, no. Well, that's what that is. It's not an effect. It's a defect of the world, because that defect is what's going to undo little man. You are the dark soul. You are going to cause little man to perish, or you're going to force little man to ascend. You are the abrogated position that leaves them no other choice. See, everybody's making a decision. I don't like Ion. He says nigger. He says nigger. I don't like that. I don't like it. So we go, we don't care. We're glad. Don't like it. It's all right with us. It doesn't change the position. See, that's the rub. Everybody's trying to make an allocation or a did you get the Elon Musk TikTok yet from Elon Musk about that AI is summoning a demon? Did you get that one yet, Bobby?
I don't think so. No.
So watch for it. Well, he's just basically saying that the artificial intelligence is summoning a demon. And that's what you're doing.
Well, that was
AI.
That's the tech body working with Bob, right?
Right. Of course.
Yeah,
and see,
yeah.
And here's the sad part is, you don't care. You don't care if the tech body wins, or you don't care if people all become gods. Angels we have heard on high, grin gently swinging o'er the plain. See, you don't care. Karen does.
Right.
Karen's empathetic. She's trying to save everybody, but you don't give a fuck. You're like, I don't care. I'll fuck with anybody. Don't be still. I'll fuck you. I don't care. It's all right with me. See, that's the rub. And that's why it's so easy for you to be compassionate or appropriate with everybody or anybody. You're good with that because you don't care. You truly do not care. But the whole point that we're trying to take, and Elon Musk, coming in here, turning off everything. They affected the election. He's going to give the algorithm. He's going to put it all out. He's going to he's taking on the tech body. La, 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 whatever the fuck all that means. Don't you depend on that shit. Yeah, we're just glad. The only thing we're glad about is that a nice South African is in control of Twitter.
Okay. I'm still
working.
I'm still going to get back.
An African American, that is, by the way. Yeah.
Great. Okay. What the hell is Peter? His terms are wrong. Rockefeller, Bolsheviks, nothing that applies. Mm-hmm. Particle beam, it's bullshit. But if you think of the aliens being around for the last 100 years, doing stuff with our technology, then you could give Peter the alibi that this technical advanced stuff that no one knew about, like robotoids, or again, robotoids, was actually happening.
Yeah. That's right. But you got to borrow Eisenhower. Do you remember Eisenhower?
Yeah.
You've got to borrow Eisenhower for that to be the case, because he's the one that says, you people have lost your mind. He said, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're looking at. You've lost your mind. What are you saying? And so that's what
are you talking about his military-industrial famous talk? That was his way of saying
course.
You've lost your mind?
Of course, because it's like, this doesn't make any sense. You can't add this. 2 and 2 is not 17.
Okay. Eisenhower is an important person because he came into my private session with the Evergreens in 1995 when I was talking to Duchamp, McLuhan, Krishnamurti, and Peter. And so listen. So the Evergreens said, Eisenhower would like to say something. So I said, wow, Eisenhower knows, and he wants to put his bit in, and he did. So he met with the aliens. He saw them. He knew the whole story, and he understood how Lockheed and the big contractors, Boeing, them were funneled.
Well, Mamie told him. Mamie told him.
Well, Mamie knew more about all this?
Mamie Eisenhower. She told him.
Yeah.
That's how he knew. Mamie Eisenhower. She told
him. Yeah, but he met with the aliens, right? Or he saw the Roswell crash.
Yes, of course. Yes. But that's because Mamie told him.
Well, how did Mamie know?
And they told her. Her grandmother was a seer. Mamie Eisenhower.
There's always
this
psychic element. There was in the Lincolns, there's in the Dean Dixon, there's always
the
psychic.
That's Mary Todd. You're talking about Mary Todd.
Yeah. Okay, so
well,
so
that's the outside. That's the outside in, Bob. Everything is that way. See, people, we take deference with this because people act like that. That's something vulgar or strange or odd or out of bounds. When that's the most normal thing in the world, we would say everybody's psychic. We'd say everybody.
Yeah,
is a
we know
seer.
About that stuff. That's
well, then don't
psychic.
Make a difference. Then don't make
they're
a difference
psychic,
now.
But
that
they're still fucking unaware. Okay. You don't
oh,
need
okay.
To be psychic.
You mean, then you mean that they're psychic, but they're insipid. Okay, that's what you're
yeah,
trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. And
they got no
fine.
Bob
that's
knowledge. Fine. No Bob knowledge.
They got no balls. They got no game. They got no game, Bob. They got no game.
They're not in the zone. They're not in
they're
the
not.
Zone.
That's pretty good.
The quote,
that's pretty
yeah,
good.
Okay.
That might be the most clever thing you've ever said, but we'll see.
Yeah,
it's early. Let's see how
yeah.
it goes.
Okay. So you got this beater, Leo. Something happened yeah. to America that could be the Pentagon aliens coming more surface, but that happened lately. But what was it in the Pentagon, this dark force, that's the bad guys who were international or something, they weren't Americans, and they took over Pentagon, and they forced everybody to, you know, bow down and ruin America for the baby boomers and Generation X and the millennials, all right? It's no fun here. And they did it. Is that true? There was some kind of takeover, or was it just the Pentagon aliens effect? Was there a KGB faction that took over the Pentagon?
You got to go to Cecil Underwood to figure that out, Bob.
Okay, so if I Google him, see if he shows up.
Cecil H. Underwood.
Doesn't sound like a Russian name.
It's not a Russian name.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the KGB. What would Beter mean by the Bolsheviks?
Cecil H. Underwood. That's the point.
Okay.
That's what he meant.
Yeah. All right, so here it is. Born in 1922, colleague, you know, peer, my class of 22, died in 2008. Was an American Republican Party politician from West Virginia. Now, that's Beterland, known for the length of his career. He was the 25th and 32nd governor of West Virginia from 57 to 61, and then way later, 97 to 2001. Now, Beter ran for governor of West Virginia in 67. That's a few years after Underwood. Did Underwood stop Beter, or Underwood was a supporter of Beter?
Underwood beat Beter in the Republican primary.
Yes, but he didn't become governor because he's only governor from 57 to 61. He did not
correct.
Do anything in 67. Okay.
Correct, but he put Beter out in
67, going into 68. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ran for re-election in 2000 but was defeated by Democrat Bob Wise. Underwood was both the youngest and the oldest person ever to serve as governor of West Virginia. He was also the first guest on the television game show to tell the truth. He was a Methodist. Is this guy somehow connected to the KGB? What is it?
Yes.
What's his role?
He was a director.
He was unpatriotic.
Do you know who George Wallace is?
Yes.
He was all about George Wallace and that whole subculture that went with the rest of it.
Yeah, with that guy.
This is the draft. This is the draft. Strom Thurmond. You're talking about the Draft Wallace Committee.
Yeah.
Draft Wallace Committee. That's what you're talking about.
And are they mean racists who have kept America?
No more. No more than any other Lebanese immigrants were.
Yeah, that's what Beter was. Beter was Lebanese. Was this guy Lebanese?
Yes, he was.
Let's see if they document it that way.
You got to go to the conspiracy against the dollar.
Yeah,
spirit of the new imperialism. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
then
nothing.
This goes to undo.
Nothing
wait,
about
no,
Lebanese.
Wait.
Nothing about Lebanese in his biography.
Correct. correct, but it's the Bolshevik Zionist access now. This is where you're trying to connect it from the Rockefeller cartel. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay, so the Underwood killed off the Rockefellers?
As well, yep.
Okay. But is he working for some international network? Like, what is it that he's, is it the KGB? What is it that he's aligned himself with, Mr. Underwood?
Lyndon Johnson.
Lady Bird Johnson, another one. Another Eddie Bob Factor.
Another antibody. That's right. And don't forget your little buddy Henry Kissinger. Don't forget that.
Yeah. He never lost his German accent. Okay, so
no.
Some people
kept it because he didn't care.
Was Admiral Canaris working for the Kaiser and dominated the Galen network? Is there a historical accuracy with that statement? Admiral Canaris, C-A-N-A-R-I-S.
Yeah, but you got to get George Brown to know that. That's not true unless you know about George Brown. Scratchley Brown, George Scratchley Brown. If you don't know that, then your statement, which is true, you would never be able to figure that out. You got to put the line together. It's the double cross. Jack.
The statement about Canaris is true, but you got to know the George Brown part.
Scratchley, George Scratchley Brown.
Right. Yeah. Did we bring that in? Yeah, there he is. 1918 to 1978. Air Force General. Whew. Where was he born? Montclair, New Jersey. Is he a Lebanese or something?
No.
He's the chairman of the
old American. Yeah. Joint.
I think
U.S. Israeli military operation.
Israeli military operation, did you say?
Yep.
Beter met with a Joint Chief of Staff guy in 76. It might have been a guy named
same
Brown.
One.
Yeah,
same
guy.
Same one. Same
so,
one.
So
and that's
Mr.
what
Brown
I'm saying.
Worked.
Your words were good, but if you don't know George Scratchley Brown, you couldn't prove it. So you can't. You got to connect the dots because now people listening to you, they don't care what you say. They want to make sure that you've read The Wanderers. And listen to the punk band, The Wanderers, or you're not anybody.
Yeah, they put out, they had Beter. They talked about Beter, I think,
right.
The Wanderers.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But, so you got to have something to market to say, oh, this is about the New World Order. Oh, my God.
The Wanderers. Everybody
study
The Wanderers.
Rothschild family. The Rothschild family. But you can't connect the dots, then it doesn't matter. And this is how you do really good with what you do. Here's what you do. You take our words, you ask questions, you know stuff, and you bring up topical points that you're actually connected to. Now, most people would listen, they can't even figure. They don't have an abridged version of your mind because you know shit, okay?
Yeah.
And so they can't keep up. So when we start putting the dots together and go, oh, yeah, and now all of a sudden they can then go back in their quiet time, whenever the fuck that is, and they put the pieces together and they go, shit, this is what Bob's been all about all along. You mean that's what happened with Fort Knox Gold? You mean that's what happened? You mean that's what happened in the European vaults for David Rockefeller? You mean that's what happened to the Mary T. Brooks? No, say it's not so. Can it be in the place of a reality from the Death Master file? Mm-hmm. 2-3-4-2-0-9-7-3-1.
Mm-hmm. So did Brown work with Mr. Underwood?
Ruby Maxa,
M-A-X-A?
Yes, sir.
All right.
April 15th, 1979.
Okay, so these are interesting names. Interesting names, they're Americans. Where is there a KGB godfather in the Pentagon with a Russian name that Beter was talking about? Or was he way off to say Bolsheviks took over the Pentagon?
Jesper Agard. Yep.
Jasper Haggard, H-A-G-A-R-D.
Jasper, J-S-P-R, A-A-G-A-A-R-D.
That do that again. We don't know if you're saying J. Do it slow. The letters are Jasper, J-E-S-P-E-R.
Yeah, that's the first one. Last name, A is an asshole. A is an asshole. G is in goddamn. A is an asshole. A is an asshole. R is in RNA reset. D is dumbass.
Air guard. Is that a Russian name?
It is. That's what you asked for.
How is he? All right. How is he connected to Turn and Taxis family?
Lewis Peterson.
That's the liaison with the Turn and Taxis?
It is.
Okay. So the Bolsheviks, a name for them that's involved with what Peter meant by the Bolsheviks is Turn and Taxis, right?
We hate the way you're so flippant about the stuff. It's not like that. But yes, Bob, you're correct. But you just take a lot of liberty with the whole thing. You're trying to connect the dots for something that doesn't even matter.
Yeah, correct what I'm saying. Okay.
So how would this connect to Prussia? Where would this connect? Where would the oligarch connect to Prussia? Prussia was the driver of every bit of this, more than all of these goddamn USS back in the USSR and goddamn Brezhnev and Lenin and all that bullshit. Prussia was more involved in all of that than even the goddamn Fabergé.
No, listen, I have something on that. Listening to Joseph Farrell and some idiot British guy, maybe he's MI6, Michael Shrimpton or something. They were on Pino, whoever that is, the show. And I was watching it. And they liked it. They like to go back to 1870, the Franco-Prussian War, as a beginning point.
That's exactly right. That was more important. See, that's what created the fall, which is now fallen, but that's what made the Czech Republic and what you call Czechoslovakia, which is huge. Yeah. But now nobody acts like that. Like that never existed. Like Czech what? Czech Republic what? What the fuck is Latvia? I don't know Latvia. Who the hell's ever heard of Latvia? That's ridiculous. There ain't no goddamn Latvia. What are you talking about? Literally, that's how they handle it. We're like, oh, wait a second. A lot of shit happened there.
So we got some names, some details. And, yes, the Franco-Prussian War is very important. And that's the beginning of the Global Village in the telegraph era, right? You got a small world at that point. So you're saying the Prussian...
Still do. You still do.
Right. What? You still have a global village or you still have a person?
Yeah. You still have a small world.
Right. And is Bismarck a Prussian?
It was. But that was later. That was in 1644.
What do you mean later? So Prussia gets going before 1644.
Prussia started in 1525, Bob.
Now, LaRouche likes to talk about the Venice oligarchy that moves out of Italy and into Amsterdam and then London. So what he's calling the Venice oligarchy in the 1500s that moves to the Atlantic Ocean and gets to London is the Prussian gang. They got the misnomers.
That includes Germany, Poland, Lithuania, Russia, Denmark, Czech Republic, and Belgium.
That's Prussia. And is that around the czars of Russia? Are they important figures in that?
That was before them. They were related.
Before them.
They were related, but it was before them. And see, now what you've got to go to the Reichsmark. The Reichsmark, that was 1924 to 1947. Reichsmark.
Yeah.
And the Germans start coming into that side. So you got to watch yourself. Because things start merging. Like, it's kind of like we would say the same thing as, where is old Austria? Where is old Austria?
Yeah.
Right. It gets lost too. And it's kind of like, well, goddamn, what do you mean the Roman Empire? How far did that go? Well, they had roads, so they didn't last long. If you got roads, all these countries with roads, they don't ever last long. Roads mess you up. And you're kind of going, come on now, that's not logical. So they swash these things into buckets. And that's the same thing we've been saying is the problem with time. Because you have these eras or eons or these positions that say this is a reality. And you go, no, 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 that was 25 million years ago. And then they start excavating a mountain, and they got one tree that's petrified in a mountain that they dig out. And that one tree would have had to be 60 million years old, and different levels of the tree are petrified at different levels within a couple thousand years. We're like, well, now, wait a second. It ain't 250 fucking million years to petrify this piece of wood, the same piece of wood that you can tell is one goddamn tree that's buried in the mud. It doesn't work. The whole thing doesn't work. And we're saying this logically, and now you can go research it and find that to be the case and go, oh, yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I don't know. And they're starting to do a whole lot of, oh, yeah, I don't know. So we expect Fabergé to come back any day now.
So I have in my tie note chart the LaRouche Quadrant, which deals with 1840 to 1900, this world of the 19th century, the bureaucracy, the Politburo. And the symbol for the LaRouche Quadrant is a tree. So that's what you were doing there. The tree is a symbol of some central point in a global village that is holding the secret bureaucracy together. So where
Okay, wait. Humans are ridiculous, Bob. They have no bias, or they have a complete bias. They have no aptitude, or they have such an aptitude that they're beyond it. They can't see the nose for the to spite their face.
Yeah.
You see. They don't know. They can't. Well, I could see the forest if it wasn't for all them goddamn trees.
Okay, so.
So what's happening is humans, the angels aren't the problem. That's not the issue. The seers are the problem. Who is looking at them is the problem.
The human seer misinterprets and distorts everything, what you're
correct.
Saying.
Correct. Absolutely, completely. And you've seen that evident in your whole life. Like the little girl that thinks that J.W. killed her babies and ruined her life and did all this kind of stuff, which is the most hysterical thing, and she can't still honor, which is pretty sad when you get right down to it. It's kind of like, so I am still doing things, but we correct her, we put the correct synapses on the corong syllables.
You addressed her last night. I saw that in the chat. You finally addressed it.
To death, because it's kind of like, come on now, this is ridiculous. And if we were able to kill your babies, how about you should be scared of us? Because if we're that powerful, we can do you in too. So if we have that much power, you're fucked. So, yeah, pick, poke us in the eye. Poke us in the eye. That's a good idea. Try that, since you're explaining night and day and day and night that we've ruined your life. Well, then, therefore, we make the master now. It's like, okay. So, and that becomes, like, we would never do that before. But now, all of a sudden, we don't care because it's over. Yeah. It doesn't matter. The jig's up. And we keep saying that. But now you notice the response or the cognitive repose doesn't have any regard, meaning do some, say some, leave, stay, go, come, fall, up, down. We don't care because it's not going to change anything at this point because it's almost past the window. And the folks that are involved, that are actually engaged, they get that. They're fighting fire trying to get their shit together. They're trying to get right with God, as it were, or to come into a place of power, because that's the only thing that matters. So now what's happening is that now we're in the end game. Now it's time to get on with it. Those that are going to do it, let's do it. Those that ain't, don't worry about it. It don't matter. You're good. It's like the crypto collapse. It didn't last long, you know?
Well, I was joking with somebody yesterday that this Ian is the second coming. He lasted 10 years, said, fuck this.
Bob, that'd be funny if it wasn't so sad, you know.
No, it's true. It's actually what happened. And you knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going
to
happen.
And that's right. And we were not trying to be an asshole about it. We were just letting you know. We're like, okay, look out for this. okay, look out for this. It's like,
yeah.
And then they don't, and then they wonder why they're, you know, and then they come up with this little speech with, Ion, every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. I don't know what really is going on here, but, you know, there we go.
Okay, so what was that idea? So Tombo to Ion. Oh, yeah. So all that I imagined would happen, that things would collapse, then they'd come begging for our coal play. In that scenario, I've been thinking about for 10 years.
And
we're
actually
in that moment now. It's not happening the way I thought it would be. But
Yes, it has.
So why did Beter use the term Bolsheviks? Since you have Hagard, whatever that name was you spelled out, he's a Russian KGB or something?
Because that's where it came from. That's where it came from, Bob. That's the whole problem. That was the whole problem. That's why Prince Charles is going to spend Christmas at Sandringham with his mother this year.
He's going to find out she's alive.
He knows that. He knows it now. That's why he can't enjoy Christmas at Windsor, because that's what he's supposed to have it. Christmas is at Windsor, and he can't do that because he's got to go to Sandringham with mummy.
Right, but how did he take the fact she's still alive? Was he shocked?
No, to say it, that's wrong. Stunned. He was stunned.
Yeah.
That's the way to say it. He was stunned.
What about Camilla?
She don't even know. She's got early onset Alzheimer's. She don't even know where she is.
All right. But all the families, all the daughters and princes and kings and wannabes all know now, including Meghan.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. Megan's freaking the fuck out because she's fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's why Megan's kind of quiet, I think. I don't see much about her, so she's freaked
fucked
up.
She's fucked up because she bet her money on that horse flying, and it didn't fly. Because now all of a sudden there is no rite of passage, and now, I did it for the money. I did it for the money. You know why they did it for the money? Because it's no goddamn duchy. That's why they're running for their own Netflix. They fixing to post their Netflix thing. They trying to make some goddamn cashy money because the duchy ain't paying. How would the king of England, if he is the king of England, the king of England says, well, we're not going to have all this. No, we're not going to have all that. We're going to take Balmoral and we're going to make it a tourist attraction. And we're going to open this up and we're going to charge for this. And we're going to, they got no money. They got the wealth. They're going to start loan borrowing money against Balmoral. At this rate of the game.
Right. Are you saying that Meghan and Harry left because they realized there was no money there?
That's right. And they wasn't going to get no money.
Yeah.
Cornwall went broke. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was no money, no matter if they came or went or were nice or not. But then they overreacted and cut themselves off, so that even squared the no money for them, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It
so now they've got themselves, they can't get back. So they got to go to the TMZ if they're going to get any money checks.
Right. And meanwhile, Harry is involved with another woman.
Yeah.
The young lady.
And so, you can't take with so much of this. This prima donna princess only lasts so far. You know, they can't take much of it. They go a little while. They can't take much.
They can't take much of Meghan, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, because see, she's a black girl that wants to be a white princess, that wants to be a neophyte, that wants to be a xenophobic, that wants to be a white princess, that's a colored woman, that's an African-American descent that's arriving into her place of power. You go, wait a minute. Wait, what? What? That? What? And that? You can't quite right justify that after a little while.
Okay, so was Beter talking about the particle beams on the moon and the Kasavi cosmospheres, the robotoids?
No, that was plasma. It was plasma fields. It was plasma fields.
Not,
he didn't know the
not
right
what he
words.
Thought. He didn't know that.
I know,
but all this
that's
technological
true.
Talk that was way ahead of everybody else, was that a metaphor for the aliens? Did he know about the alien connection?
Yeah. He didn't want to admit it, but he had to. But see, his religious background wouldn't let him just embrace it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like Mae Brussels, being a good Jew, she didn't get too tangled up with it. She could go into the macabre and didn't have any problem with it because it was just a conversation. It wasn't personal. It wasn't a challenge to her belief or her belief factor. It didn't challenge her. It's not like that the Pope had to say, Peter, as in penis, you know, you can't do that because you're the Pope. Pope can't say penis. So there was no regard. Ralph Doomy did the same thing. He didn't have a regard either. Remember that?
Yeah, but Peter had a regard, but he got confused, so he went into some swami stuff. He started following a swami.
A bit. That's the same thing of some of these other things that you've played with, too, that you engage. You've asked about John of God, and we told you about that bullshit. And then all of a sudden, you found out that John of God was some bullshit, just like we said. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So it's kind of like that. So Once again, you rule supreme, Bob. You rule supreme.
Right. But
Carolyn's pretty mad about it, but you rule supreme.
I asked Carolyn about that last night, and she says, no, she's not mad about it that at all.
She's acquiesced in. She's riding. She's going to ride in the buggy, and she's going to ride in the front seat, is what you're trying to say. Okay, I like that.
She's a reformed Meghan Markle. She's a reformed Meghan Markle. And she's black.
As long as she's not one of the bold girls, she'll be all right.
Well, that's
talking about the queen. Yeah.
Okay.
Parker Bowles.
A metaphor there, and I'm going to bring in that in a minute, but let me just say this. So, it's a personal thing. Did Howard Hughes organize the assassination of Robert Kennedy?
Not completely.
Did his employee, Bob Mayhew, M-A-H-E-U, organize it?
Yes.
Now, was that... That was on behalf of Ethel, FK's wife?
Yes.
Ethel got in touch with them, with Mayhew, got them to set it up?
Well, it was, okay, no. Do you know where the Brown Derby is?
No. I mean, it's a store. It's a restaurant.
No, it's a restaurant. It's a restaurant in Hollywood. They met there.
Yeah.
They ate grapefruit cake.
It's near the Ambassador Hotel where he was shot?
Not far from it, but yeah.
So what happened there? Why are you bringing that up?
That's where they had a conversation to kill some Kennedys.
Okay. All right. And she had the backing of a Joseph Kennedy.
Everybody did, yeah. That's why they had to do that to Rose.
Yeah, everybody had the backing of Joseph Kennedy. Whatever they ridiculous things they did, Joe supported it because he was nuts.
Well, he was the patriarch that said to say, I got this. If I don't have this, then I'm losing this. So, oh, my God, we're going to be a family of sober Catholics. We can't live like this. This can't work. So.
Okay, next point. Did Martin Bormann fake his death and go to South America and create a little empire after World War II ended?
Yes,
he did.
Well, a little further. It wasn't immediately after World War II, but a little while after. Yeah. Like 47.
Okay. How long did he last? When did he transition?
About 25 or so years. Enough to make it.
So that's what? 65. So about 1970. And right
about give or take 69.
Yeah,
February 69. That's what you'd say.
Okay, so did he build an empire that was involved with the Kennedy assassination? JFK.
No, that doesn't make any sense. It was about rum, Bob. This is about rum. Rum, whiskey.
So the Galen Network did not try to kill JFK because JFK knew about the UFO alien presence.
As well as other issues. There was more than that. Barry,
right.
We're going to say one word, and we're going to keep you alive. Barry Goldwater. And Ralph Nader. Don't forget Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
Oh, there's your trouble.
All right, so we can post that. That's public.
Yes.
That discussion. So Goebbels and Goering, they didn't fake their death. They were executed, whatever happened to them.
Correct.
Yeah. Hitler got out of the bunker, but he died in Ethiopia a short time later, right?
Right. So, Al, it wasn't right then. They said it was then, but it was a little after that. But he did die, but he was just a little bit later than that. He wasn't as strident as they presented him.
Did Bormann go to South America to interact with the aliens?
Africa.
In Argentina?
Africa, not South America. South Africa.
That's where Bormann went, South Africa?
Tanzania.
Yeah, because there's, you know, so the Nazi enclave of Colonia Dignidad in Chile or Argentina, I don't remember which, but there's this whole Nazi empire enclave down there. And were those Nazis there because they could interface with the aliens in Antarctica?
Mm. Yeah, you're getting a little dicey. So we're going to say okay just because we don't want to impugn you to more conversation. Because the next tier that you're going to go into, we're not going to talk about. But, yeah.
Yeah, the alien factor is too real to go into. You know, it's too important. If you understand the alien factor, then everything since 1870 makes sense, right? You understand a lot.
Of course. Well, you have dots to connect. It becomes an etch-a-sketch. Mm-hmm.
I get that. Okay, so next topic. Did our situation and me being the Dark Soul and all of them doing, did I force the mountain to come out of a 7,000-year relaxed condition?
No, they knew you were coming. You were written about before the foundation of the earth. You were long before you came out of the ass of the jackal. It was known you were the point of order.
So they knew they would have to go public more than they'd been for 7,000 years in this period.
It's not public. There is no public for them. They don't acknowledge the public. They're just kind of finish up this whole process. They are the public. There is no public. They don't acknowledge little men at all. They don't give you any regard. They don't give you any. You get no press. You get no press time. They're just kind of like, go away.
Well, what I'm doing is liberating the little man, giving him the opportunity.
Well, we can't tell. They don't give a shit about the little men. You got to make the arrangement. As long as the arrangement's made, then good. Then those that ascend are ascended. Those that don't matter anyway. So they don't, have a regard that you're saving somebody's immortal soul.
Right. So why are they getting involved and taking over Black Rock and what they're doing? And
well,
they
it's,
saw me
well,
coming.
We kind of pushed the bullet, Bob.
You guys. Yeah, who are you?
We kind of pushed the point. After a second, it became a point of order. It didn't have to be that way, but we were like, no, we got this. And now for non-physical engaging with the mountain, it's become, okay, whose power is feeding whom?
Okay, what has become okay because you're talking to the mountain?
We get a say.
What did you say? You didn't say?
We get a say.
Ah.
In how it
yes,
goes.
And I'm an agent for your say.
You are not the agent. You're the paterfamilias.
You work for me.
Right. That's the whole point, because you're pushing the point. And that's what's caused all this death, degradation, the declivity of the fall of Eastern civilization and
the spread of candida, yeast. Yeah, spread it back.
and why everybody's got the GERD. They got the GERD.
They're magnesium deficiency.
They're magnesium deficient, and we're dying from double barrel butcher knife vaccine. Yeah, that's the one.
You know,
they're getting poisoned.
You went low, JW. Fix your mic. You hit your mic and you banged into something. Wow.
Probably did. Let me see. It may have run out. Hold on. Let's see. How about that?
No. It's loud. It's good. It's loud again. You're okay.
Oh, okay.
So, for me, Whitney Webb fills in this weird West Virginia general faction and Agard, the KGB guy, influence in American politics via the Clintons in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's what she's tapping into, but she needs to hear Beter and get a little more informed on it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because she does go in on her first book. She goes back to the 40s and talks about the Rockefellers. Then she talks more about the Rothschilds later in the Clinton-Epstein days. But she doesn't talk about the Rockefellers because, in a way, they died off and something replaced them. She thinks it's the Rothschilds replaced them. But that is the Bolsheviks, but it's not the Rothschilds per se. It's something else.
You got to get tangled up. The Chateau Lafitte, they're two different Rothschilds. The Chateau Lafitte are the original Rothschilds, and that's the ones you're referring to. The ones after that goes into the Rockefeller side of the Rothschilds.
Right.
It's not a problem.
Yeah, they're related.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Does the Prussia thing back in the 1500s, does that connect to the gang that comes from America and takes over European monarchies?
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the original Rothschild might come from America in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't. They sent the Rockefeller faction over to America.
Right. That's right. Good. It was the mother.
Yeah, they were trying to hook up with the origins in America that the original oligarchies and the House of Seward knows came from America.
Yes. And they need
to get into that. They need to get into
Correct.
That. Okay, was Lee Harvey Oswald trained to counter the MKUltra conditioning that was happening to friends of his around him? Or was he a victim of MKUltra himself?
Can we say a little bit of both?
Okay. Because it was all...
He really wasn't moved by it because he was a double entendre. He knew he had to die before he ever got involved in not killing Kennedy because he didn't kill Kennedy.
Right. So why did he know he was going to die? He knew he was a patsy?
MKUltra told him that he did it. And he had to die. And Jack Ruby said, well, you got to kill him because he'll never pass a trial. And you can't have somebody kill a Kennedy or kill the president and get off with it. Because he's like, well, you got to, the only way we're going to work this out is to work this out.
Was he in the sixth floor when the car drove by? The school book depository?
You mean have the book repository? No.
Yeah.
No.
He was not there, even though he was seen there.
Correct. Well, who would be on the sixth floor of a book repository when the president of the United fucking States is in Dally D.D. Square and the goddamn, he was up there doing that. See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they would not be up doing their work. They'd be outside in the street.
Right. The president's this is like, okay, that's like in New Orleans in Mardi Gras. Oh, well, I was reading a book in the book repository. You're not reading no goddamn book. You're in Mardi Gras. For fuck's sake. So, yeah.
Right. Well, who did they see? People did see Oswald a minute after the shooting.
No. They didn't. There was nobody up there. There was nobody. What day of the week did they
see? So who are these ladies that saw him?
What day of the week did the president supposedly get shot?
Beg your pardon? Say that again.
What day of the week supposedly did the president get shot?
Friday.
The book repository wasn't even open on Friday.
Why not?
They didn't work on Friday. That's when everything comes back in. That's when you swap the books. That's when everything comes in, and then they're sorted and come back on Monday and go away from there. That's when they collect it in before the orders go back out. They didn't work on Friday, Bob.
Okay. So was there a shot from the sixth floor?
No. It was a grassy knoll. We've done this already. We've done this already.
We don't need to do that. So then we go back to Whitney. Whitney, how are the Riady family doing today? Are they part of the collapse of the Ming Dynasty or
Quinn Dynasty. All right. We don't want to say. It's pretty hot. That's pretty hot, Bubby.
They're still in the game. The Riadys are still a factor.
Can we say marginally and you'll leave it alone?
Right, but they might think they're still in the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, yeah. They think that, yeah. They think the gypsy got rocks. Yeah, they think that. Yes, of course. Yes, they do. See, we had to get the right angle. Because if we said it the other way, they would have power and validity. They don't, but yes, indeed, they think they do. No question. You're right.
Right. Are they aware of the mountain?
Well, everything is, yeah. Everything since the Ming Dynasty acknowledges the mountain, and it's written in their works.
Okay. So, because there are people who talk about the Chinese elders. That's their phrase.
Yeah, as well.
For the mountain. Yeah.
As well.
Okay, there was a guy named Cord Meyer, Meyer Jr., and he is suspected of being involved in planning on killing Kennedy because his wife was having an affair with Kennedy. Is that true for Cord Meyer? Not true. Was he involved in Kennedy's assassination in any way?
No. He was just a CIA patsy.
That's right. He was useful for confusing people, bring him up later.
It was the Pacific War. And then he was like borrowing problems from the other side that was trying to make it a... he was a stoic way of making something have a validity. A stoic way of having something have a... go to when he died.
Yeah, and when you say Pacific War, you mean the MacArthur world?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mary Pinchot.
Yeah, she's the one, and she gave JFK LSD from Captain L. Hubbard. You agree with that?
Now we like it as L. Ron Hubbard, but you say the other Hubbard. You say the brother of the Hubbard. Mother Hubbard's brother's brother. Mother Hubbard's brother's brother. That's what you.
Yeah, they were both.
So we'll go with you. They are. They were. Well, goddamn, Bob.
So
Who would take a tab of acid from something if you weren't a goddamn alien? For Pete's sake, that's ridiculous.
You had to be an alien to take LSD back then.
Well, that's what Harold Stanson said. We don't know. We just going with that.
We're going with Harold for a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
So L. Ron Hubbard was an alien.
He was a Federalist, Bob. He was a Federalist.
L. Ron Hubbard was an alien like Al Hubbard. And were they aliens of the same species?
Okay. Mostly. Not exactly. Because see the pagination, we're gonna say pagination. The way it's not like a lineage. It's not like one alien fucks another alien so they're miscegenated. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. It's a different kind of thing. So the pagination, meaning of the fold in which they come from, or like the archetype in which they're bred.
Yeah,
those are set. So they were similar, but not exactly. They wouldn't even be first cousins if they were indeed related. That's the way
different,
they say
different
that.
Archetypes, different molds.
Yeah, let's say that.
Yeah.
Let's say that. But not the way humans have this DNA. Let's run it back to Paul, Paul, Pee Pee 1,000 years ago. You know, it's not like that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now, I looked up Cord Meyer. He died on March 13, 2001. Did you ask me when he died? That was your question?
Yep.
Yeah, March 13, 2001. Now, what's that mean? What is that? What's
what
significant?
Then? What's the date of that?
Well, that's close to 9/11 in September.
That's Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird. Come on now.
That's the CIA control of journalism. Let me just check that, though.
Mm-hmm.
And he had something to do with the Washington Post or something?
Sure. Sure.
Mockingbird. Right. It's an alleged large-scale program of the United States CIA that began in the early years of the Cold War and attempted to manipulate domestic American news media organizations for propaganda purposes. So what happened in 2001? At the end
that's
of Operation
James,
Mockingbird?
That's when James Angleton made his move.
Okay, let's see if he's still alive at that point. James Angleton, he died in 1987. He didn't make it. Oh, he faked his death.
No, he faked his death.
Yeah, and he made a move in 2001 to do what? To hook up with General Agard, the Russian?
To take over the directorate of the plans from the International Organizations Division of the CIA.
That's Fritz Kramer. Isn't that
as
Fritz
well.
Kramer?
As
yeah.
well, and Benjamin Bradley.
Right, right. So what is that part? Is that reacting to the Pentagon being given up to the Russians, KGB? Or it's a reaction to something else, this international Fritz Kramer leftover gang. Were they taking a position in relation to the aliens? They were trying to do something in relation
well,
to the Pentagon aliens?
Okay, if you go with Mary Meyer's version, then yeah, maybe so. But it wasn't quite like that. Thomas Karamessi's version might be a little closer to it.
How do you spell that, Karamessi?
K-A-R-A-M-E-S-S-I-N-E-S.
Okay, I got Kara. K-A-R-A-M-E-N-S? Where it got lost after M-E?
M-E-S-S-I-N-E-S. Messines.
Yeah, Kara Messines. Kara Messines, Thomas. Let's look him up. 1917 to 1978. Ah, there he is, Deputy Director for Plans of the United States Central Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the guy that James Angleton was succeeding, replacing,
well,
taking over?
The CIA station chief in London.
Is Kara Messines? Or
yeah, it's Thomas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means he's working with the Queen.
Well, no,
and
but
the Prussians. The Prussians.
Well, no, then you're talking about Deep Throat now. So you're going all the way
okay,
to Watergate.
So
you keep going like that.
Kara Messines is in Watergate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's a part of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And
so
Cord Meyer.
So the right. Lynn Forrester, I think his original name, she was a friend of Epstein. So she was part of the liaison between the royal family and the Epstein network, which
crown.
Is Epstein part of the
don't
Prussian network?
Don't say royal family, say crown. The crown.
It oh, yeah, crown.
Nothing. They didn't connect. They didn't eat together. They didn't fuck together. They didn't go to parties together. You're talking about the royals. The royals were a part of the crown. So was she, but they weren't connected otherwise. So they might be
right.
at the same cocktail party, but they probably wouldn't drink out of the same bottle of gin.
Right. So Lynn's still alive. She knew Epstein.
Yep.
So was Epstein part of the Prussian network? Was that what he was brought into?
No. Don't do that. Let's don't do that. Yes, but doesn't matter. That's a sidebar. Because, see, now you're just adding to the proclivity of the thing that everybody's talking about him about. Or some Marquis de Sade bullshit. Who were the Marquis de Sade's relatives? You know, who else is there? But it doesn't matter. other than that Caligula version of the aperitif at hand. So it doesn't matter.
So
you're...
Epstein is not a Forrest Gump. He's a dupe of the apparatus that was already there, the sex trafficking world. He was brought into that.
We'll just softly say agreed. And it wasn't the sex that was the thing. That had nothing to do with it. It was the money. Money, 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 money. Money.
Yes.
It was all about the money. He didn't give a shit about fucking or getting fucked or doing none of that. He just wanted the money.
Right, and that's what Whitney Webb says. We missed the financial scandal of Epstein, and he specialized in hiding money for people on Wall Street. So he was a gopher. Now, did
Goldman
he take advantage
Sachs. It wasn't Wall Street. It was Goldman Sachs.
Because I didn't see that. Okay, so Fritz Kramer was, he would be a Prussian agent, wouldn't he?
Yes. Yes, he would.
Yeah. And would Peter Drucker, Mr. Corporate Advisor in the 1970s, influenced by McLuhan, he brought Kramer over, supposedly, in the 30s. Drucker would be part
Ferdinand.
Of the Prussian oligarchy.
Kind of like Ferdinand, right?
No, Peter Drucker.
No, Peter Ferdinand Drucker. Come on, Bob, keep up.
Let me check that.
Jesus, Bob, you're going to talk about shit you don't know what you're talking about? Why are you asking questions then? Born in Vienna. Austria.
Yes, he is. He is Peter Ferdinand Drucker. Yes, born in Vienna,
good.
Austria.
Thank God. We thought we were slipping a stitch. Karen was going to have us drawn and quartered.
Okay, so he becomes the main advisor to corporations in the 1970s using McLuhan's ideas. He says that he saw McLuhan speak at some academic conferences 40 and 41, very early, and he said that McLuhan said basically the medium is the message without those words. Was Drucker clued in by the special information being part of the Prussian gang, Crown Inc., or the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, that after image, he was part of that, and they knew McLuhan was coming up, so they spied on him early. Is that what was going on with Drucker?
No. It became the antithesis of the executive. The executive. That was the forefront of what he was trying to say.
But he was working for Crown Inc. or the Prussian gang. And how come he tuned into McLuhan so early?
Well, because everybody did. Because that was a meme that was out of bounds. You're not watching TV. The TV's watching you. Well, that's ridiculous. But, damn, that kind of stupid. That's an Annie Hall narrative. It's like, God damn. Okay, I got a new leisure suit. Listen to me. I got a leisure suit. Listen to me. So, yeah.
The fallacy. These are people knew his fallacy was correct.
Yeah. They embraced.
Is that what you just said? They embraced it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did E. Howard Hunt tell his lawyer, Douglas Caddy, who asked why was Kennedy killed, and Hunt eventually said to him, the alien presence? Is that a real conversation that happened?
That is. Certainly is, but it couldn't be spoke about any more than they talked about the real non-moon landing. The real non-moon landing.
Right.
Because you look at it now. Now, let's just stop right there. Everybody's looking at historical references now. They look at where we are now, what's going on now. We can't land on the goddamn moon now, but yet we did it in 1969, 70. What date was it? You know that date very well. It was that date where Arizona became famous. There's the moon landing. So they had nothing. And all of a sudden we're beaming back technology from the moon on live feed TV that we can't do now. It's pretty amazing when you look at it, because it's kind of like, no. But nobody's answering the obvious questions. Like, no, wait a second. This doesn't make any goddamn sense. Why can't... Okay, we did it. Okay. We're going to beat Sputnik. Fuck Sputnik. We're going to beat Sputnik. We're going to the moon. And then okay, we did it. We did all this stuff. We put up the flag. We did this stuff. We got footprints, la-di-da-di-gaudy-body. And now we haven't done it since then, since 79, 69. We haven't done it since then. And we're still trying to do it now and still can't do it because it's plasma.
Because what would you say? Because it's warm. Would you
the
say
moon,
because it's
the moon is plasma. It's not hard. Yeah. You can't land on it. You can't the second moon, which now they got pictures of, but you can't land on the first moon because it's plasma. Land on plasma, Bob. It's kind of like it's like drinking helium for breakfast. It will give you a high pitched shrill.
Okay, good. We've done that. Okay. Did George H.W. Bush, the president from 89 to 93, was he involved in the JFK assassination in Dallas?
Which Bush again? There's several. Did you say Pierce?
Yeah. H.W. Bush, married to Barbara.
You have to be careful because there's a lot of them.
President from 89 to 93.
We don't do dates. There's no fucking time. So yeah,
okay,
you're not talking about W. So that's all that matters.
No.
Yeah,
his father.
Certainly.
Well, he was pretty young. And
no,
he's
the
old dude. You don't give any facts, no documents, no proof. You just
don't
need for you today, Bob.
Well, give us a minute. You want some documents? We'll go make you some on the Wikipedia. We'll make you some Wikipedia. Then you'll have documented. That's just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. We'll give you just the facts. Come on, Bob. This is silly. Yes, of course he did it.
No, was he involved? Was he in touch with the Queen? Big orders from the Queen?
No. You're not going to get away with that. Say no. Just no. No, no, no.
Did he take orders from J. Edgar Hoover?
What does that mean?
Well, Hoover, according to the Evergreens, was the main go-ahead signal. When he gave the go-ahead, then Marcello, the Mafia, and Hoffa, and those guys could do it. Came from Hoover, according to the Evergreens. You don't agree with that?
You're missing some stuff.
Yeah, that involves the Queen. How does the Queen connect to Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, through George de Mornschild?
That's the United States Navy Reserve.
Okay. Yeah, some people think Navy intelligence was involved with a lot of this stuff.
It was.
Yeah. You know, Garrett's friend, Paris Flamond, a New York City Greenwich Village poet. He also worked for a radio show, Long John Baldry, I think. He was an expert on the Kennedy assassination, and he talked about, he was the one who emphasized the Navy intelligence role. So he was correct on that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paris Flamond. He knew Garrett, which was fun. Okay, so George Bush.
Garrett. Now, don't be sloppy. You mean Garrett Dean. Don't be sloppy.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what world is George Bush an agent of? The Crown? The Rockefeller?
David,
like what?
David K.E. Bruce. Yep.
Another name.
That's the connection that you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm just looking up David K.E. Bruce.
Mm-hmm. That's the what you're looking for.
American diplomat, intelligence officer, and politician. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's David Kirkpatrick Este Bruce.
Yes. And he is ambassador to France, the Federal Republic of Germany, and the United Kingdom. So he's the connection to the Queen.
Correct. That's what you were trying to get to. And that's what we didn't want to say, because we didn't want to bring in the CIA and all the Office of Strategic Services, or the OSS. God damn, you're going to get everybody killed. Gut's going to be slung in a roadside ditch. Gut's going to be slung in a roadside ditch. There you go. With that John Hay Whitney. There you go. Trying to do start some bullshit. Okay, go ahead.
So we can run all this. We can talk these names that we're doing.
Play it. John Hay Whitney. They're all but dead, so go ahead.
Now, these names are not known in the conspiracy files in the JFK Mabe Russell world.
No. No.
They succeeded
in hiding. No. Whoa. Stop right there. Now, they would be included in the Russell effect. Because the Russell effect is not. Now, wait now. You're talking now. That the Russell effect would not include the right here, right now. The. Like John Hay Whitney, don't confuse that with Jack Whitney. They're different. That's the difference. So you have to be very careful how you proceed. So in the Russell effect, you're having a different potential outcome because it includes more than what Mae Russell may or may not have embraced as a Negro loving Jew.
Your first translation of Mae Russell effect was, I know. That's the way you say it.
Yep.
I know, I think is what you said. But that's not what you're including here. You're going back to the more mystical idea.
No. We're just saying if you're going with the, you talk about what Mae Russell knew, we go, stop. No. Mae Russell didn't know everything. The Mae Russell or the Russell effect includes much more than what Mae Russell ever put on a cassette recording. That's the point.
And did she, if she didn't put it on the recording, did she know it?
Yeah. Well, from the effect, you got to go to Oliver Hazard Payne. That's what you got to go to. Otherwise,
P A Y N E. P A Y N E.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the thing is, Mae was a emanating radioactive something that had more going on around her than she realized.
But now, what she would have made reference to was the scroll and key, but she didn't do that because she was dead.
then she didn't get a chance to do it.
So the Russell effect would include the scroll and key.
Yeah, she knew about that. She knew about that.
I know, but that's the point. It did stuff after
that's why she was. That's why she was killed. She knew things like that.
Yeah, and we're trying to keep you alive. It's a hard job. We're doing the best we can.
Oliver Hazard Payne, American businessman, going way back to 1839 to 1917. Organizer of the American, look at this, organized the American Tobacco Trust and assisted with the formation of U.S. Steel and was affiliated with Standard Oil. That's everything, for fuck's sake. So he's the guy behind the Rockefellers, right? He's the guy who created the Rockefellers.
Wow.
And who is he doing that on behalf of Queen
Victoria? But don't say anything. Whatever you do, don't say anything.
We do not say, can't say that.
No. We're being cheeky that you fucking figured out who Doris Duke was.
but Mr. Payne, he'd be working for Queen Victoria.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So we'll put Prince Albert in the can.
Okay, so which Albert? Which one is that's the husband of Queen Victoria?
It is
Prince Albert. Okay, so BCCI, Bank of Commerce Credit and Commercial or something.
Goddamn!
That
here
was a big scandal.
Here he goes. Yeah. He's going to William
it's
Bradford.
BCCI.
Now. Here we go.
Is that part of the Mousy Tongue Network? The Riady Network, the Prussian Network. What is BCCI?
Don't do that. No, don't do that. No, go to the oldest bank in England, Bob. Do it that way. Just don't do that.
So BCCI comes out of the city of London.
Well, some would say, well, no, you're really smart. You'd say it has to come from the Hanovers. But we would disagree, wouldn't we?
Right, because did the Hanovers come from England? No, come from America like the Stuarts.
Yes, of course. That was the whole point.
Okay. All right.
But see, we always disagree because you get it tangled up. You kind of got things tangled up because you go with things historically, and that's a completely wrong way to think about stuff. But luckily, you're not bound by that. You don't get tangled up in it, so it's all good. It's a happy day.
Okay. I have a date. February 6, 1996, there was a coffee meeting in the White House. Chinese illegal foreigner guys were there. Epstein was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying, is this connected to the what the Evergreens call the ET contact in 95? Was this involvement with the White House in effect?
No. Not then. It was a little bit later. Not at that particular meeting. The meeting you're talking about took place 2 days after that.
Right. Now, what is this ET contact as opposed to the Von Braun world in the Pentagon?
That's the outer ring. That's the Fuck. God damn, you're not going to bring Oak Ridge in this. Now, Bob, you're talking about don't shit where you eat. Don't do that. You're not going to shit where you eat. You're going to leave Oak Ridge out of this. No. No, ain't no paperclip. Ain't no Hollywood. You can't play that. Don't play none of that. No. Go to the outer ring and stay at the Pentagon and leave it the fuck alone because you're not going to do that because you're going to mess up something if you keep going. So you know
right.
that. But don't
play
that part.
The outer ring is not ring one where the Pentagon aliens are, where
Correct.
They were. The
Correct.
Outer ring is the aliens making contact with people in the outer kingdom, like China.
The fifth ring, why they call it a Pentagon.
Yeah.
The fifth ring. It's the outer ring that is where they try to run interference. But they don't talk about, you notice they don't talk about the Pentagon anymore. They don't say, oh, we had news from the Pentagon. Oh, we had a press release from the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Oh, we had information. They don't do that anymore because it's like, oh, that's all but closed, you see.
That's right. So the outer ring was running interference for ring one? Inner ring one?
Agreed. As long as you leave Oak Ridge out of it, you're good.
Yeah. So there's the mountain in China. And you have the Maoists and the Communist Party.
God damn, Bob, what are you doing? No, don't do that. What are you doing?
Listen,
you're
quiet. You stop worrying. You're being like JW. Listen, the Chinese Communist Party had to be brought into what was going on in the Pentagon, the alien contact. They didn't know about that.
Nope, they most certainly did. They knew 1,000 years before there was a Pentagon. They knew.
Well, that's the mountain. Is the Chinese Communist Party the mountain?
How many outer, inner, and middle kingdoms would include in those dynasties? Was the Ming dynasty informed? We might say yes.
Right. And the Qin dynasty
now,
was informed.
No,
the Qin dynasty.
They were kind of jackballs. They were kind of jackballs. They didn't realize what was going to happen or how we were going to get there from there. So we would say no. They were like the Herbert W. Armstrong. They were like they were Federalist. they were Federalist, Bob.
Yeah, Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah. Somebody got a cap busted in the ass. It was Alexander Hamilton. That's the one.
Okay, so you're saying that somebody was isolating. The Communist Party in China by having this outer ring, the fifth ring guys, pretend that they were aliens. They wanted to confuse the Communist Party, the ones that didn't know. And that starts – so that China comes into the world market, starts to become a capitalist, and they need to be fucked up if they're going to be hanging around with the crowd.
When did the Communist Party begin? Exactly.
In the late 20s, maybe early
30s. That's not exactly. When did it begin exactly? That's very key.
When Mao won in 1949?
Okay. Well, no. Goddamn no. Get a date or don't talk about it. Either get a date or don't talk about it. When
I
did communist China? Well, you said the 20s, and then you said 1949, and you said something else. So when did communist China began. Exactly.
1949.
There was no, what was Communist China in 25?
It was Dr. Sun Yat-sen. It was a republic.
Ah, Republic of what?
China.
And what did that mean? What type of rule was it then?
It was capitalism. It worked with America and Europe. It was a fun place. China was a fun place.
Okay. That's why we're asking the question on purpose, for to see that this last little shift is what's made this a point of order.
What is the last little shift? You're talking about this year?
When it began. Like, people act like the communism has been around for 1,000 years, and it has not. They act like that this is like the zeitgeist of foreverness, and it's not that. It's relatively fluidly present, meaning that most people alive would remember when China was not communist. That's the point.
And yeah, so here it is. Communist Party of China is the founding and sole ruling party of the People's Republic of China under the leadership of Mao Zedong. The CCP emerged victorious. It was already happening in 1949. So let's go back to the founding. Oh, it was 1921, 1922, the founding of
That's right. That's why we were trying to say you're wrong in your conversation, but it didn't matter until 1949. We'll give you that. You're right.
Yeah,
it's Sicily,
1922.
Tea with goddamn Mussolini. Here we go.
So that's the beginning,
Bobby.
You're doing
so good. You're doing so good. Yeah. You're on your A game. Carolyn, he's on his A game tonight. He might make it tonight.
So why do you bring up the beginning in 21-22? What's the point
because
here?
Because everybody's acting like this is what we're supposed to be. Everybody's supposed to be. You're supposed to be a communist. You're supposed to be a socialist. You're supposed to be a Maoist. You're supposed to be all these things, and that's just not true. It's not like that this is the way to live. That they're trying to say that that's the way to handle your life, as it were. And it's not true. It's not the case. And
what's not true? There is a Communist Party, so what is not true?
That being a communist is not the way to live. God is not a communist.
Yeah, you're saying it's not, you do not live like a communist. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's great. Well, if you do, you're going to die. If you live like a communist, you're going to die. And that's all.
And you're saying a lot of people think communism has been around a long time and fought the good fight, and they now want to join the fight and be a communist. That's what you're saying is happening today.
Correct. And if you're not a communist, then you're a heretic or whatever else that Adolf Hitler said you probably were suffering from.
How did that start happening in American culture about 5 years ago?
Exactly. That's the point. And they act like it's been around forever. It's like, well, this capitalism is a new thing. I don't even know why y'all are taking this up. Who wants to be a capitalist? If everybody's got money, then everybody's got money. Why does that work? If everybody's got money, then everybody's poor. Right?
Well, what happened 5 years ago to get everybody finger-pointing over whether you're a communist or not? Was it just the effect that money was free?
Jimmy Carter. Well... No, it actually started with Lillian Carter, Jimmy's mom.
In 2016 or in the 70s?
In the 70s. Well, she was way older than that. For her, it was in the 50s. She taught Jimmy that in order to be sovereign, you had to be little. In order to be ahead, you had to be behind.
Right, but is she reacting to the Rhodes Law Firm and the Clintons? Mr. Clinton, Nixon's deal?
Maybe. But no. Not exactly. Because she was living in what they said, the long side of the Depression. This is Plains, Georgia. So is a peanut farming extraordinaire. So she wasn't too worried about the stock market when it failed because she didn't know. They were already poor when the stock market fell. But it set this whole position up of how everybody should be a Southern Baptist Zionist. And when you get down the roots of that, you find out that that's the essence of socialism and or the fretwork of communism. Damn it. That's never been said before, Bobby.
Well, we know about the Zionist kibbutz. We know about communism in Israel.
Well, that's not communism. That is saying that you give everything you got, you take out the least you can have. The kibbutz.
Yeah, but the Balfour Declaration.
You take a little bit out.
Israel's an extension of Prussia then. Crown Inc.
We agree. We agree. Yeah. We absolutely agree. Otherwise, they would never be recognized as a nation. That's exactly right. And that's why it's false. It's fictitious. And that, well, here we go. Carolyn,
okay,
tell
so
us to
you,
shut up. Tell us to shut up said, again. We need to shut up again.
What were we saying just before you brought in the Zionist point? Oh, you're talking about Carter and the Communist Party. Was Carter an agent of the Zionist Communist lobby?
From Lillian, yes. From Lillian,
okay.
Yes. Now, we love Lillian. We ain't mad about nothing. Now, Jimmy Carter wasn't much for a president, but we respect the family. We're not saying that. We're not talking bad about him because he's had the, hey, motherfucker's still alive, so, hey, he's doing better than a lot of them.
So Beter was wrong at that point. He always said Carter was replaced by Robotoid.
No. He's still. He has. There's nothing left of him. He's just a shell. But he is himself, and he is still alive.
But there were clones made of. There were clones of him. Yeah. There is she dead?
Rosalind gone. She's just in La La Land. She don't even know where she is.
Right. So there were doubles and clones of Carter. That's what Beter's talking about.
Yeah, but the guts and glory of it was all him. But now look here. If you really get down to it, all the way to Afghanistan, there wasn't much Jimmy Carter when Jimmy Carter was president. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? You can't really give much credence to those kind of words because if you had all of Jimmy Carter, there wasn't much more than a damn Baptist Sunday school teacher is about all he ever was.
Right. So he was a figurehead for the Rockefellers, LaRouche would say. So but you're saying he's more a figurehead for the Bolshevik Crown Inc.
We hate to admit it, but yeah.
Yeah. So Epstein's still alive. What is he doing today? Fighting for me, I think you said the other day.
Okay. Yeah, and trying to find a date.
He's still horny. He's still trying to get off.
Yeah. Of course. He ain't really particular at this point. It's like, come what may.
Do we keep this secret that he survives? We don't talk at that point.
I don't care. Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody's interested in that point. It's kind of like if it's really serious and important, put it on fucking university. It'll be safer in the arms of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Why did Epstein get involved with, I think his name was Greenberg at Bear Stearns in
money.
His early 70s? What scouted the kid? How did he get picked up so early? He had money?
No, he was bringing money. He was fetching money. People who have money are always trying to draw somebody that can do their dirty work for them or in exchange for gain, play for money. Bear Stearns. Come on now.
Are you saying he worked for Greenberg on that level or someone else sent him to Greenberg and he was working for someone else before Greenberg?
Both.
Okay. So
he would do anything. He would do anything. Yeah, it's Morgan Stanley. He'd go into Bear Stearns and then all the way to Morgan Stanley. He'd run door to door, back and forth. And those cats didn't care. They were just trying to get somebody to buy their shit. Come on now, honey, I got some stocks for sale. Buy my shit. They'd pimp their own pimping. And when they turned into pussy, and then that begins with P and rhymes with T, and it's been bad ever since.
What? How did he, in New York City, he was a smart kid, he was in an advanced school when he was 16. How did he get into that world? What was it in his personal neighborhood got him?
Money. Money.
He was smart enough
to start
looking for money.
I say, what you call the Karen would say, the love of money. The love of money is what got
him. So he got attention to himself because he was a smart student and part of that elite school.
No, no. He didn't do that. He did not do that. The smart people don't get the best pussy, Bob. It wasn't about that. It was about money. He saw pussy as money. And so when he saw pussy as money, then he purpose-driven life became the actuation of what somebody else might want to potentially sleep with, which they might want to engage, which they might want to pay money to engage, or if they would not pay money to engage, something a VHS cassette tape could capture after Beta didn't make it, that could hold them in the gaze of his proclivities. So he just figured it out. You don't want to pay for it, you'll pay me. You'll either pay me now or you'll pay me later.
So he's a handsome teenager. Yeah, he's a handsome teenager in New York. He attracted cute girls, and then he started selling them. That simple.
Yeah, but before that, it wasn't like that. Because, see, the high school girls, they don't even know what's going on. They don't know where they are. If somebody gives them attention,
So he was a handsome kid. You can see that in the pictures. And he attracted New York girls. And then older guys said, hey, you got a nice girlfriend.
No. Get them girls from the Hamptons. Yeah, they're the wild ones, them New York girls. Them Georgia girls, they ain't no fun. They not fun. Go to the Hamptons and get your girls. Because they're the ones trying to make a point. That's the reality.
So he got involved in the swing of things in his teens.
Swinging, Club 54.
Okay. Who was behind Epstein faking his death? Who helped him with that?
We don't want to do that. Do it something else.
That's too powerful.
You can save it for later, but you're going to undo something that you're working on. You're working on a thing about that, so don't do that. Just save it for another day.
I have here, stopping Epstein caused a major rupture in the Maxwell's sister's plan.
Right, and that's exactly why we didn't want to go into it. That's perfect, because we knew that's what you were going to do. And leave that alone, because she's still alive in Pensacola.
The sisters, the whole Maxwell, which is, now Maxwell's part of the Zionist Israel lobby that you're talking about.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's where Daddy made most of his money, because it's not like he was this big marvelous editor. He had all the writers in his bag of tricks.
Yeah.
No.
The footage of the Russian soldiers shot in the head like last week by the Ukrainians. They surrendered and then they were killed. It's sad for the parents of the soldiers, but there's so many young guys going on into the army and getting killed. That's because it's run by aliens who don't care about these young Russian boys, right?
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
And so those soldiers that got killed, what did they think? They showed them. They had footage of them kneeling down, and then they laid down. Then one of them yelled out, shoot, like, let's attack the Ukrainians. He made a stupid statement, and then they all got shot. What were those guys thinking when they were kneeling down? Did they know they were going to die?
No. They thought they were just acquiescing, and this was like the end of a conversation. It'll be okay. It's kind of like, all right, you got me, so now let's get on with it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. Now let's go. And then instead
they thought
they
were
going to
play fair and be prisoners. So when they heard the shot of the first guy, did the rest of them go, holy shit, they're shooting us? What was their thoughts as they got just before they got shot?
Just that thought is that oh, my God, I'm actually a dupe of non-physical.
Yeah. Okay. So then they transition, and what do they make? There's no guff. What do they think? To the degree you do
they're
think
stuck.
In the transition thing.
Don't think.
What are
stuck.
They?
Now they're stuck. They're like, oh, shit. They're like, oh, crap. All these things that I was so aggravated about in my physicalness, now I'm in my non-physical, and I can't do anything about it. It doesn't hurt anymore, but I don't feel anything. Listen, it doesn't hurt anymore, but I don't feel anything. See the rug?
Do they have a bit of thinking, and they're saying, I got duped by that damn Putin.
Yeah.
I went fighting.
Sure, sure. They have all those reservations. All this, it's a total fucked up biology on steroids.
Mm-hmm. So do they look around, and they can see a lot? Do they see me? Yeah. Do they see what's coming?
Of course. And they hate your goddamn guts. They can't stand you.
There's so many people
and
over
then,
there that got
and Carolyn, and Carolyn, and Carolyn, and Carolyn, and Carolyn can't stand you so much that now she adores you. She can't stand you so much, she adores you. So it's crazy. That don't make no sense. But, yeah, you better get on them knees and thank your God. Thank your happy, your dark soul God for Carolyn Dean. That's for sure.
Okay, so. So they hate me. So there's all these people lined up on the other side of the X gap waiting for me to come over. They're going to really do a lot to me if they can. And I ain't coming over, so it's a standoff, right? They can always just watch.
Stand up. It ain't a standoff. It's a stand up. You're standing up.
What's wrong with Kanye? I turned on the Tim Cast last night. He was supposed to be a guest.
Yeet.
He walked out within 5 minutes.
Yay.
What's wrong with him, or what's good with him? Is he
everything? He's the most marvelous thing. He's the most wonderful thing ever. He is together. They've given him drugs. They're trying to pimp him out. They're trying to paint him as some kind of insane asylum reject. They got him with white racist people, with Donald Trump. They got him Kanye, and then Kim gets up with some pedophile Yankee Doodle Dandy that dresses up little babies in some sado bondage bullshit, and now she had a stern talking to them, and so now they're gonna have a different Valencia that's gonna have a different talking to. It's all kicking them back in their face.
Kanye West says he likes Hitler during Alex Jones interview. So he's just lining up all the negativity to create a crescendo?
Yeah. Because then he comes back to it, it's like, well, that would work really good. If only the ascending people, here we go. Listening to your show, he would say, wait a second. Hitler was trying to perfect a perfect race, the ones that would ascend. And so he would like Hitler's position to say, let's have a perfect race. Enough of this death and dying and sickness and cancer we don't even know the words, those awful things that happen to children that have come out that are awful. Make a perfect race. Okay, that's what Hitler was trying to do. So he was supporting that position of ascension, the angel noise. That's what his little church was trying to perfect, remember? When he was with David Letterman, Worldwide Pants. He was trying to do a David Letterman thing. That he had a new church. That's what that was all about. And that's what he's still about. He just didn't know how to say the words. He doesn't know how to convey it. And when he does convey it, it comes across as a blithering idiot. Some say we sound like that often, but we would never agree to that.
No.